Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Easy Way family, you know who you are, and to the superstar host of the show, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll this morning? There's so much to talk about, so much news, and so many interesting things in the tech world. Wow. Just keeping up is a chore in itself. So what do you have? I'm looking at a list. We got callers coming in, and we have interesting guests. Wow. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we have a great show today. Amazing show. This is on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM. We're excited to see all the listeners coming in. Hello, everybody. Hello to Jack Bosma and Wendy and Jared's mom and everybody that's listening to the show. Remember, you can go to rbllive.com, and right under the player is an interactive chat button. And if you're seeing that player, you can click on the little button that says come in as a guest, or if you're a member of ours, you can come in as a member, and then it'll show your name on the chat. It's a very live interactive show, and you just Google Easy Way Network, Easy Way Radio. This show is all things human from a baby boomer's perspective.
Yeah, and we've heard that many times.
And today's show is about wellness. And without health, there's no wealth. Without your health, there's nothing. And we have a really spectacular guest coming on. He's been in the industry, the biotech and technical side of the health industry for over 50 years. His name is Dr. Harvey. We'll be introducing him soon. And we want to encourage everybody to go to Easy Way Family on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and follow us. You can create your account on Easy Way Network by going to easywaynetwork.com and click on the Join Now button. And as always, this show is brought to you by Better Vision for Children. We support children's vision, goals, and dreams, and eye testing to help their eyesight.
BVCcharity.org.
And a friendly reminder, the big event, the VIP pitch party, easywaypitchparty.com, the VIP pitch party is this Thursday, August 29th, which gives you your opportunity to pitch your projects, your purpose, to some high-level VIP people, guaranteed to be seen by 3,000 or more people. You know, Dad, we hit over 4,000 people to sell the last VIP pitch party.
Well, you know what? It's just everybody has such interesting perspectives, and it's just minute by minute, it holds your attention. That's the key. That's like when you're watching a movie, it holds your attention. And, you know, it goes past the time, and people don't want to leave. That's amazing. But we have to get to our hot topics and our commercial and see what's going on.
We're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into the hot topics and the news, and then we have our special guest coming on. Dr. Harvey. Make sure you search Dr. Harvey, Harvey Lumstein, on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Yes, indeed. We will
and
see you there.
My dad must be on mute or something because we couldn't hear you, Dad. Are you there?
I'm in here. I'm here. I didn't hear the hello.
Was that another baby boomer move?
Is that
we couldn't
baby
hear
baby boomer move?
All right,
you get used to it. Can you hear me? Okay, so let's get rolling on the hot topics. Got a couple of things here. And I wasn't sure if I was going to hear that cool intro on the hot topics, but, you know, guys, can you believe, wow, next Monday is Labor Day week. And how'd that happen?
That was a baby boomer move on the engineer side. Come on.
There we go. Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topics.
Yep, that starts my motor. Okay, let me run through this again. Can you believe next Monday, Labor Day weekend? I mean, how that was just here, and we're here again. I'm not going to tell you that I already have my trip. Okay, approximately 43 million Americans are planning to travel over the Labor Day weekend. And as for this summer, the top pastimes were barbecues, going to the beach, hiking, things like that. You know, we've been keeping busy, which is a good thing. And we've had our share of heat this summer for sure, and with record-breaking, you know, heat temperatures around the world, and summer heat waves threaten from Chicago to D.C. I mean, it's still happening. And now California has had its share for sure, and wildfires and heat waves and now snow. How about that? Can you believe, does that fit in or what? An unusual, strong, and rare snow system dusted the California, Sierra Nevada mountains. And this is about somewhere around Saturday, the first time the snow had fallen like that in about 20 years. So if you want to cool off, go down and go up there, up top. Is AI going to be too much to handle? I've always said it's like, well, let's see. Taking a bull by the horns, but now some experts feel there needs to be safety measures put on the computer and online that kind of control things. But on the other hand, they say AI is going to have its own safety measures built in. Hezbollah launched a 100 rockets into Israel, claiming retaliation for the death of its commander. Israel responded by its own preemptive airstrike on Hezbollah rocket launchers in South Lebanon. Ukraine has been taking more territories across into Russia and also destroying critical bridges that Russia was using to supply its troops that were invading Ukraine. So now Russia responded by striking energy targets in Ukraine and with about 200 of the drones and missiles. See, it's all these drones and missiles now that are high-tech. It's going to be getting to the point where you won't see any more forces on the ground. Believe it or not, there are those who actually enjoy traveling to these countries. You know, you see the videos of all the conflicts. Well, there's people that enjoy traveling there. It's a special kind of group to see, photograph, and videotape war-torn areas. Enter adventure and war porn companies that they actually take you there with security forces. And I imagine that's expensive. At 97-year-old Judge Paulie Newman is the oldest full-time federal judge on the bench. Colleagues have pressured her to retire, but Paulie, she's not budging. Happy birthday to John Tenniswood, the world's oldest living man, turned 112, and he says the secret is just luck. So there you go. Kind of a touching base on what's going on. I asked my neighbor who was 97, what's your secret? Do you have a certain diet? And he said, well, he just bacon and eggs and fast food and so on and so forth. So I don't know. I know there's healthy eating and you are what you eat and so on. But, you know, I think it's a balance. And like they say, one of the things that creates longevity is having a purpose in life. You know, when you get up, there's a purpose. You have something going on, and also relationships and keeping busy with, you know, having friends and family and social ties. This keeps you going. You know, so even if you're somebody,
You know what I mean?
I agree 100%, Dad. And it's time for our guest segment. And guys, if you're listening right now, and I see a lot of people commenting into the chat, welcome Victoria and Debbie Diaz. So glad that you're tuning in. And everybody else is tuning in. Remember that we are looking for your questions and comments during the chat. But it's time for our guest segment with Dr. Harvey Lumstein. You guys need to look him up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. He's a biotech specialist, Bio Harvey Lumstein, PhD, and he's an entrepreneur in the business and a business consultant. He's had over 30 years of clinical practice and 40 years of business experience, and he has had clinics in Texas, California, Florida, employing as many as 21 people, and he's pioneered treatments in the 1980s for chronic pain, head injuries, neurotoxic exposures, using magnetics and electricity, and his academic training includes a PhD in counseling and psychology and a postdoctoral master's degree in biomechanical trauma, and he's taught on all levels of education from college to postgraduate. He's taught internationally in Mexico at medical schools in Guadalajara, Mexico, amongst, you know, Dr. Lumstein's had so much experience in this industry, in the wellness side of things, and really on the tech side of things. We're going to get into some really an interesting tool that they use to let you know about your tech. Hey, Victoria L. Sanchez, thank you so much for joining us. So guys, you know, put your Easy Way podcast seatbelts on, and engineer, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Harvey Lumstein, gold member of Easy Way Network. Dr. Harvey, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And Radio Boomers Live, and we used to call it, like Eric's show, in slow motion, but now he's hosting with me, so it picked up the pace a little bit. And thank you again for coming on. Like I've said, people like you need to be cloned. We need more advice or more, just there's so many people that are in need today of increasing their health. I don't know how you want to put it, but the shape of a lot of Americans is not where it should be. Would you agree on that?
I would, and I would also say that most Americans, or most people, are sick and they don't know it.
Exactly, yeah, and it catches up to you.
Meaning how? What do you mean? Okay.
Well,
Dr. Harvey, the question was meaning how? How? What do you mean they're sick and they don't know?
Well, we live in a toxic environment with the food we eat, the air we breathe, even getting into our car and driving around with all the mold, particularly mold. Mold plays a part, and people aren't aware of it. It can be in your house. You wouldn't know it unless you walk into closets that you don't normally go into. And then you can look up in the corner and see if you have it. But mold is really toxic. It can create all kinds of problems, literally fatigue. And if you don't get rid of the mold, you're going to stay sick and get worse. We call that you're going to get worse. And so it's called metabolic syndrome. And we have a saying in Texas, you're not sick, but you're getting to be sick. And by the time you go to your primary care doctor and he measures this, you're almost too sick. So we need to get to people before to keep them healthy.
People have a tendency of putting things off, don't they? I mean, if they feel like there's something there, well, they're still strong enough to go to work, get work on the house, do their things, and they put it off, and that's not good. It just makes things worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. habit that needs to be broken. And, well, it's procrastination. And I've read stories about people that if you wait too long, then you're stuck. You know, it could be. I went through a similar situation. And also, well, I'll kind of jump here a little bit. You're talking about health, but you could have somebody, say, if we're talking about baby boomers, that lived a fairly productive life, a healthy life, and stayed on track, but you don't know what's going to happen. And the next day, something could wind up happening, whether it's a fall or a car accident or, the slip and fall thing. And they find out now they're dealing with a trauma, and they have to be able to deal with that. That's a statistic that, over the 67-year-old category, you probably have run into. And then they have to deal with that. So it's not just staying in shape. It's being careful and being more aware of your health,
It's following a good diet. It's following doing the things that are going to keep your blood healthy, that's going to keep your liver healthy. That's your liver and your gut are the two most important things to keep healthy, to live in this environment. And I can only add that at one time I weighed 285 pounds. I used to be able to go 18 minutes on the treadmill with it going up. I was an athlete. And my doctor used to say to me, how can somebody as big and fat as you be in such good health? And then one day he didn't say that. And that's the day my blood sugar was up over 300.
Wow.
That's how that happens. So, if you just follow some basic rules, and actually fixing your gut is pretty easy. You know, we've got a regimen that we use, and in 3 months your gut will be healthy. The connection between your brain and your gut will be healthy. When that's healthy, everything else is. But the connection between your brain and your gut is healthy only because your brain sends out messages to the rest of your body, because the gut tells the brain what to tell the other organs. And if your gut's not healthy, you're going to be sick.
Mm. I hear and I read about that all the time, that the basic, the center is gut health and diet and so on. But it's like you said, in this world, it's difficult. Even if you go to stores and try to buy the right things, they come out of the ground, and the ground has toxins in it, and our air has toxins or what. So we're kind of surrounded by this. So you just have to do the best you can, I guess, on buying the best type of,
Yeah, it seems like we're surrounded by pesticides and parasites and all these different things that they're putting into the foods and the air, and it creates unhealthiness. What's your opinion on that? What are some good ways to organically at home stay safe and healthy?
And I want to throw in one more little thing on that with Eric's comment, is the meat eaters out there, do we need to, steer away from meat products and try to get to the vegan world, or is it okay to have some meats? What do you think?
In graduate school, I had a teacher, a professor, and her statement was things average, the golden mean. So, yeah, it's okay to eat meat, but I wouldn't do it 5 or 7 days a week.
Oh, okay.
And should you go vegan? Will you live longer? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. The problem becomes, if you don't get your gut healthy and clean, you might as well just keep doing what you're doing. And by that, some people think, well, okay, if I poop, I'm healthy. Well, I'll tell you that you ought to be pooping 30 minutes after you eat. That's normal regularity. Food goes in, food goes out. it starts the method of peristalsis, pushing the food out. We also think that our gut starts at our stomach. No, it starts in our mouth. You have to put in the right prebiotics to get the right postbiotics. If you think of it this way, you can pick your number. I'll pick 13 trillion cells in your body, and they're all doing their thing, and they need nutrients to do their thing. In fact, they're all doing it all the time. So it's difficult to target a cell. It can be done, but it's difficult. So what we would rather do is target the system. And once you get to the point where you're having your bowel movement 30 minutes after you eat, you're in very good shape. And that means that your liver has something to dump into, which is your gut. Because when your liver gets blocked, the lymph system gets blocked. And the lymph system is the garbage collector for your body. And if it gets blocked, you're in deep doo-doo, literally. And that's when people end up with these diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, kidney dysfunction, or dare I say, cancer.
How do you know when it's blocked?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's starting to be blocked, like when the process is starting to happen, and how do you prepare or how do you fix it?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a scan that gives a very good representation of what's going on inside your body now and what has gone on inside your body. So there may be something lying in your body somewhere that's a fixin' to give you a problem. You may have what we call pre-diabetes. And if you go to your doctor and they do a blood test and they don't do an A1C, or even if they do an A1C and it comes up 6.8 or 6.8, basically, that's fine. Just watch what you eat. Let me explain something. Let me take a little bit of time to go over this that I've been thinking about. What causes blood sugar to go up? Let's look at that. And the first thing people say is sugar. Yeah, it does, but not that much. Then it's carbohydrates. That has a big impact on your sugar. And now we're finding out that the oils that you cook in have an even bigger impact on your blood glucose levels. Here's the problem. When you go in to the endocrinologist, and your blood sugar, or your family practice doctor, and your blood sugar is going up, he'll do one of two things. He'll put you on something like metformin, and if you're on that, he'll start put you on insulin. And you'll come away with the idea that if I can just keep my blood sugar in this range, I'm going to be okay. That's more or less true as long as the glucose A1C is, hemoglobin A1C is down below 6.4. Above that, it can cause problems. And it's something interesting, but the number one cause of these disorders is stress.
Yeah.
And stress is like when you get a heart attack. You don't see it coming. It's there. So you ask me, what are the symptoms? Well, you might end up with high blood pressure. You might end up with an increased glucose score. You might start getting joint aches and pains. And that is where the joint aches and pains is because your liver's running out of places to put stuff. It's all blocked up. So the only thing they have left is the skin and the and your joints, because the skin is a big area. That's why it's important to keep your gut open so your liver has some place to dump, your lymph system dumps into that, and you stay healthy. You have any questions?
Well, you mentioned let me ask one question about the scan thing that you think, because you can scan to find out what's going on with people's health. And can you get into a little bit more detail on what you mean and how that process works?
Sure. We use something called the AO body scan. It's based on the fact every cell in your body has a resonating frequency. Everything in the world has a resonating frequency. We are a mass of vibrations and electrons. So what this scan does is it goes out, and this is all from your voice. We get a voice print, and that voice print is you. It is yours. It's nobody else's. It's like your email address, or what I liken it to is the EIN number on your cell phone. Once we have that voice print, and it tells us what are the signs in your body that may lead you to have problems. It looks at your blood, and most importantly, it looks at the inflammation going on inside of your body. Because once you get a handle on the inflammation, you're going to be okay. If you don't get a handle on the inflammation, that's where you run into lots of problems.
Oh, detecting
and we can
the,
measure
the
that.
Problem. Okay.
We can measure the inflammation and start you down the road of eliminating it. Because if you don't, you're going to end up with that, with the problems that we call metabolic syndrome.
Okay. Metabolic syndrome. Okay, so a question here. We've been raised, and as far as we go back, it's advertisements, it's being healthy, have a good breakfast, and with heavy breakfast, medium lunch, and lighter dinner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. But we used to be hunter-gatherers, and, you know, the men would go out, and they would find something, you know, whatever it is, they would find a deer and bring it back and prepare it. And basically it was about a meal, maybe two a day. Do you think we should have this, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner thing? Or can we get by with two meals a day? Because I think if you are a breakfast, lunch, dinner person, you really have to be careful of not having them too much, because I kind of observe people that really do the breakfast, lunch, dinner have a tendency of gaining weight. And I did that in the military. Like, we just 5:30 in the morning, breakfast, and then lunch and dinner, and you'd gain weight. I couldn't believe I finally gained weight, and then I went back to my normal weight. But do you think that's really necessary for the three meals? And if it is three, should they be maybe a little bit lighter than people normally do?
Well, let me have two comments to that. Number one is, when we all lived back in the caves and we were hunter-gatherers, we were breathing clean air. We were eating food that wasn't covered with glyphosate and other chemicals that are basically, you got to think about it, these chemicals can also be used to make bombs. Just that away. And when you were in the Army, it was probably of the nature of the food that you were eating. I would imagine it was pretty high in carbs. So, yeah, the one thing you want to do is you want to really eat light at dinner, and you want to try to fast if you can do that. You know, they tell you fast for 2 days, fast for 3 days, and ideally that is going to re-trigger your body and get rid of the waste. But I think you can do that without fasting. I think you can do it through supplementation. And it still was a good idea to fast.
So fasting being only water, right? You know, maybe water. That's about it. No food.
Well, yeah, you can do that, but there are easier, less stressful ways to do that. That puts an enormous amount of stress on your body, and the older you are, the less you want to stress your body like that. So, I mean, here's the thing. If you eat healthy, and I'm talking about you don't eat a lot of red meat, you eat fish, you eat chicken, you have salads, you have organic foods, you eat the rainbow in fruit, you're going to be healthy. And if you exercise.
Yeah.
So one of the other reasons that you didn't get sick back then is, you know, you were going on your 20-mile hikes. What we have to do now is we have to adapt to a world that is poisoning us. That's what we have to do. I know that for me, I buy organic vegetables now. Supposedly, and I say this, supposedly they're not sprayed with pesticides and fertilizers and whatever else. But if you don't stay healthy, you're going to be in trouble. And by that, I mean we have West Nile virus. We have a virus that is breaking out in Massachusetts, which from mosquitoes, which causes encephalitis. That's scary.
Yeah.
And literally, we have more bugs now than we used to, and that has a lot to do with climate change.
Well,
because it's not
to stop you, but we have to get to the next segment. But it's awesome to know that there is a voice scan that can detect a lot of this stuff and pre-detect to stop anything from being, you know, worse in the future. And thank you. I mean, there's so much that I wish we had more time. I did a scan with you, and so did not with you, but Dr. Grant did with the AO scan, and I learned a lot of things, actually, a lot of things I didn't know. Dr. Sears did the same thing, and we're now taking supplements to rectify those things. It wasn't that bad, but there's things that we needed to know that we didn't know, and you wouldn't have known if it wasn't for the scan thing. And you sound, I mean, so knowledgeable. And I'm sure a lot of our audience wants to follow up with you and learn more. So do you do consulting, or do you, you know, people can go to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile and they can actually book an appointment with you?
Yeah.
We put that link in the chat. If you guys, there's a lot of people there in the chat. If you guys want to connect with Dr. Harvey and learn more, you can click on that appointment button. And anything in closing, Dr. Harvey, I'm sorry we couldn't get to your story, and just there's so much that you do at the Biotech Institute. But we'll have you back, and we'll definitely get into
you back.
Can I add just one thing?
Yes.
What's unique about the AO scan is it also helps you deal with the emotional and the mental. And that's really important, because that's going to be calming, and it's going to calm what we call the vagus nerve. So people live in a state of fight or flight and not relaxation. And we can do that using sound.
Yeah, one of the things I liked is the MP3s that was sent afterwards, and you can just listen to those MP3s, and that heals you. And it heals specifically to your biorhythms, to your energy, to who you are based upon that voice scan. It's a very unique piece of machinery, and guys, I definitely recommend you contact Dr. Harvey. He'll be at the VIP pitch party coming up, so if you want to meet him, he's never misses a VIP pitch party. And thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Harvey. Great insightful
information. Absolutely.
And thank you guys for having me. Appreciate
it. We definitely have to continue this. So much needed information. And I'm on board, believe me. And so let's plan on having you back, and I'll be seeing you on the wall.
Yes, you will. Thank you all so much for your kindness. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Harvey.
Thank you. Thank you. So, guys, that was Dr. Harvey Winstein.
Golden information.
Look him up on the Easy Way Network, Easy Way Wall of Fame, and you can search, book an appointment with them, get in contact with them on our social network. Click on the connect button if you want to learn more or get involved with him or any of the guests that we have. So we're going to go to the next segment now after this this commercial break, and it is called Carmelita's Corner, and we'll be right back.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello, 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 Radio Land. How are you doing? And I'm feeling grand. All right, now, that's what I'm talking about. Applause first thing in the morning to get us going. That's what everybody needs, right? Well, anyway, I'm continuing my tribute to our late and great friend, to many, and I put the word out the best way I could. I know the time was very short, and I didn't really get a chance to put it out in the timely manner that I would have preferred to, but those of you who are tuning in now who knew Bonnie Hilton Sweeney, you're welcome to come in on board by joining the chat. That's a new feature. All you have to do is visit www.rblive.com. That's rblive.com. And you can get in on the chat. How about that? That's something really, really different and new. All part of the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. Okay, so I've got a very special lady who I'm expecting to get in on board. I want to give her a special shout out. I'm speaking about the Honorable Diane E. Watson, who so many of us know and love. The reason why I invited her to listen in or join us today, God willing, that is because she was so much a part of Bonnie Hilton Sweeney's pre-Grammy music industry celebration. I mean, she was a regular, and she attended many, many years, and she was a very dear friend of Bonnie, and that is one of the reasons why I became a friend of Honorable Diane because of the connection. Bonnie was like a sister to me. She was, I'm telling you, a sister from another mother. And I hope that Jade and her, who is her granddaughter, beautiful granddaughter, who was my guest last week, will have a chance to tune in. And also her son, Howard Sweeney, who's located up north in Sacramento. And Sam McWhorter, if he's around. He's a wonderful music producer. He had a great hit record with Jackie DeShannon. Some of you may know that name. And, you know, so many of our other pre-Grammy posse, as she used to call us, and I'm speaking of Gerard McLeod. I hope that he's tuning in. I'm going to be reaching out to him very soon. He's located in the Philippines now, so we've got to figure out how we're going to make that connection. But he has been a major part of the pre-Grammy family, or posse, as Vonnie used to call us. And I want to mention now this speech that Honorable Diane gave on the floor when she was a member of Congress. And I'm going to just read it to you because, you know, it was so timely.
The Honorable Diane Watson is on.
I am on the phone now.
All right. There she is.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, if you don't mind, I want to read your speech.
Please
mm-hmm.
do.
It says, she set high goals and obtained one of the most prestigious achievements by becoming the first Black majorette while attending Brownsville High School in Pennsylvania. She was married to Howard James Sweeney and had one son. She worked at a community hospital in North Sacramento and received a BA in English and journalism from Sacramento State University. She was a contributing editor for the Sacramento Observer. She moved to Los Angeles 1966 to pursue her career in the entertainment industry, where she was production coordinator for Sussex Records, vice president of promotion and publicity for Hugh Hefner's Playboy Records Company, and received her first gold record for the hit single Falling in Love, recorded by Hamilton Joe Frank and Reynolds. She also was a publicist for Jhené Dubois and one of the first female managers for such acts. She was a public directions director for over 25 years for James Brown Entertainment, including current editor of his Truth magazine. As an icon in the James Brown organization, she was personally responsible for showcase venues worldwide. His biggest fan, as well as the dearest friend over many decades. In 1992, 1993, and 1994, she was listed in the Who's Who of Entertainment. As a mentor, one of her attributes was to become involved with other people's lives and instrumental in helping individuals achieve and reach their dreams. Her goal in life was to pursue the dreams and goals of others through her dedication and guidance in all aspects of the entertainment industry. Vonnie Hilton Sweeney was preceded in death by her loving parents, James and Anna Rhea Hilton, and her brother, James Thompson. She is survived by her son, Howard James Sweeney, and Jennifer, and granddaughter, Jade Sweeney, and step-grandchild, Justin McCarthy, brother Walter Thompson, and his wife Jerry, sister Rose Alma King, sister Barbara Hilton Brown, her husband John, and numerous nieces, nephews, and many friends. And this is what was read, from my understanding, into the congressional records when you were a member of Congress, Honorable Diane E. Watson.
Yes.
Well, it is an honor to have you popping in on Carmelita's Corner. How about that?
Be with you, Carmelita. This is Diane E. Watson, and I appreciate you all the years that I have known you, really guiding me into the world. And when I say the world, I'm talking about you making connections for me that took me to the western corner of the United States. I was born right here in Los Angeles. And, you know, people who leave home, and particularly young people, they want to move west. Why? Because they go and watch movies made in Hollywood. And I first started teaching in Hollywood in about the fifth grade, and I could look out my front door of my classroom, and I could see Hollywood High School. So I grew up in Los Angeles. I worked in Hollywood, and I would see students coming and going from Hollywood High School, and I ended up working, as I said, in Hollywood, and I still live in the area. I live in the Baldwin Hills in Los Angeles, born here. My father was the first black police officer in Los Angeles, and there were many, many wonderful experiences I had riding in the back seat of the police car, going down to shop at the market in, shall I say, northern Hollywood and downtown Los Angeles, near 7th and Broadway. So I'm very pleased to have known Vonnie Hilton Sweeney, and she gave me an opportunity to flow out into the communities around Los Angeles and to get to know people in many different walks of life. And I want to say to you, Carmelita, I met you and you gave me many opportunities to know more about the entertainment area in the city in which I was born.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And I tuned in when you were talking about eating and, you know, three meals a day. And I said,
Well, that was actually Dr. Harvey that was speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
The other guest.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when I tuned in, I was listening to them. And I would say a banana and Sure was what I ate in the morning, and I could go on to school and then go into my public life. And I think eating really great vegetables and fruits, natural, really give you a better life.
Well, yes, as long as they're organic.
Yes. And the people I have around me, as well as you, Carmelita, have helped lead me into keeping myself healthy with what I eat. Three meals a day, I can't always do that because I'm too busy to prepare a meal, but I do start with the organic foods. I start with my banana and my Ensure. And go on from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. And you just celebrated, if you don't mind me saying, normally I don't reveal age, but yours is so proud to be your age is something to really be proud of. So would you mind sharing that with our public?
Well, I want your public to know that I live on the west side of Los Angeles, and I'm really 20 minutes from the airport, 20 minutes from the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, 20 minutes, excuse me, 20 minutes from downtown Los Angeles. So I'm in a good place, and I noticed that many of the big markets have moved further west. They like the Pacific Ocean, I guess, but, you know, the food is not in the ocean. But I'm in such a good location, and I've had people like yourself, Carmelita, that led me further west, and I met wonderful people, and I usually, during the day, eat dinner out with my friends, and I noticed that they watch their weight by eating things that are organic. And I decided that, you know, I was going to keep my weight down by not going crazy with my food and eating things that are very, shall I say, organic. I eat the fruits, the vegetables, and other things. I try to limit bread because it, for me, puts weight on. But I always have those foods that grow out of the ground that are very healthy. I don't have a chance to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I am retired from Congress, but every day there's something special I have to do, and that's watch my weight, exercise, and talk to people like you, Carmelita.
Well, you know, like Jim Zulli was talking about, you know, I think it's our relationships with our friends. And, you know, in my case, my adopted family,
yes,
you know, we have the ability to choose who's in our family. And sometimes people who are actually blood relatives don't always get along. But, you know, we're all really one gigantic family when you really
yes.
look at it, regardless of which side of the fence you're on, whether you're on the blue side or on the red side of the fence. We're all in this together, and
yes.
we all have the same needs. And, you know, each person needs a roof over their head, food in their mouth, and love is the most important thing. In fact, love is the greatest weapon.
Yeah.
There's some place in the Bible where it says, love thy neighbor.
Well,
and you don't have any
enemies
if you love them all,
uh-huh.
right?
And we've been talking about Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. She was a wonderful love giver and love taker.
That's what she did. That was her biggest asset. She always sent out love. And any time she walked into a room, she just lit it up. Just she didn't have to say anything. She lit
and
the
you,
room up.
And you do some of that yourself.
Oh.
Yes. And you always come with a beautiful look on your face.
Well, you
and
know.
And I know your husband had a few health challenges, but he was always, you know, he knew that you were around and you brought him around. And it just seemed like he got better. I haven't seen him lately, but I know you are always concerned. I see you at the market sometimes buying the food so you can fix the meal for him to eat. And Vonnie Hilton Sweeney came here to Los Angeles and kind of pulled us all together.
She did.
Yeah.
She pulled us together. I mean, that was one of the greatest parts.
And you felt like family.
Yes, and I still do. You know, we're still, even though we're not physically near each other, I tried to text as many of them as I could this morning. You know, I might have missed a few names, but God willing that, you know, that they're listening in or that we can keep this party going because so many people miss Bonnie. She actually asked me to continue the pre-Grammy party, and that was a bit much for me. So she turned it over to Janae Dubois and her daughter, Ronnie, and it was probably a bit much for them, too. But one thing Bonnie had that I didn't have is she had an inside connection to the industry. You know, she was the late godfather of soul, James Brown's West Coast rep for so many years and had so many connections by being part of Sussex Records, Polygram, Polydor, you know, and the Playboy. She was an executive of that, too. So she had an inside connection to the industry, which I did not have. I was a school teacher. I mean, I used to take the entertainment into my classroom, though. My students will tell you. I used to sing to them and put on shows for them. And then we also had our entertainment. We put on productions in the auditorium as well for the whole school, for those who were able to come. Their ticket was a good report card. They couldn't have any D's, U's, or F's. And that was their ticket to come to the productions. And Bonnie came to the school that I was at the time, and she brought her girls Lace, Kathy Myrick, Lisa Frazier, and Vivian Ross, absolutely gorgeous girls. They performed at the Apollo, and they made a big hit record, and my students helped them get the record up on the charts because I had all the kids, you know, calling the DJ. Yeah. But it was just a great time, and I had my art students design a record label, a record album cover for them. And so we had a white stretch limousine take my students. I had representatives from different grade levels, and you know, I took them over to the record label out there in Warner, you know, the Warner Brothers area.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, really enthralled with all the gold records up on the wall. And, you know, they met Lace, who received them, and took photographs, of course, with the Lace, the girls. And it was just really fun. I used to always put on productions for my students when I was teaching.
And it really helped me, too, just meeting you and knowing you and being invited to the affairs in Hollywood and other things seem to extend my life, even being born in Los Angeles. But I traveled over the world and felt very comfortable because I knew that you would travel too. I'm not talking about abroad, but I know just meeting the people and coming to your shows and all really enhanced my life.
Well, you know, I never will forget when you invited me to go to Micronesia. But that was the time when President Bill Clinton had appointed you to be an ambassador over there. And you said, come and join me, and we'll go riding around and with the flags flying on the car.
So you started that, and Bonnie Hilton Sweeney started a lot of that herself.
Yes, yes. Well, it's just been wonderful. And I want to congratulate you on a wonderful milestone. Your birthday was celebrated at the Mayor's Mansion last year.
Yes,
and there were 600 people, from what I understand, gathered there to honor you. And my husband and I, we were just so pleased that we were invited. And from that, I actually did an interview of of the caterer, Marilyn. Chef Marilyn.
Chef Marilyn.
Yeah, she was a great guest. And so, you know, I'm just happy that we were there. It was just really a wonderful, wonderful occasion. And our mayor, she had to rush off being
there.
Yeah,
and you know, our mayor used to work for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she was taking care of business. That's what
uh-huh.
she had to do. There was a major, a disaster going on. She had a fire to put out, you know,
yeah.
so she took care of business. She
took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And that all happened because of my knowledge with you great people. And I want to let everyone know that Bonnie Hilton Sweeney and Carmelita's, I'm going to call you Carmelita's Corner, period. You have extended my life. I'm retired now from Congress, but I had a chance to go around the world and spend time working in schools and all. And whenever I was around, they would say, Watson, would you get up and tell us about Okinawa, Japan, before it was part of Japan? And I had that experience. I tell them I taught in France, so I had to take a little French, you know, so at least I could say thank you. And I taught around the world, and I want to thank you, Carmelita, for being the person that always connected me to people from around the country and around the world at
well,
the
thanks
affairs.
To you. Thanks to you, my husband and I extended our world travels. We traveled with you to Kenya, Africa, to Egypt, and to Dubai.
Yeah.
And it was just an experience that I will never forget. And I did make that part of my little production. People can see it on YouTube if they go to Jerry and Carmelita Pittman anniversary July 20th. I would love for everybody to see that because they'll see some of the tour that we took with you in that video. It's a celebration of our anniversary, which we just celebrated 50 years, just July 20th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You young thing, I didn't know you could be married to you. Now you're getting up to my age.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you so much for being a friend and an entertainer and showing me the best part of Los Angeles through the entertainment. And going with me to look at the world that we live in. And, you know, I am so glad you mentioned the travel because I learned so much and I picked up a little language here and a little language there of each place and a little of the culture of the people. And it just made it so wonderful.
Well, listen, on that note, Honorable Diane, and some people aren't quite sure whether to refer to you as senator or congresswoman or ambassador. Yeah. You are all of the above, and most of you are honorable. And I thank you for the honor of coming on Carmelita's Corner via Easy Way Broadcasting Network, and we're going to say goodbye now to our listening audience.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Well, I wouldn't say we're saying goodbye to our listening audience. And hello, Honorable Diane Watson. Good to see you. This is Eric Zulli. It's always good to see you, but good to hear you.
Okay.
Always a pleasure to have you on the network. Carmelita's Corner is one of our best segments, guys. Make sure you subscribe to RBLLive.com. And then we want to say thank you to Jay Jackson for listening, saying hello to Diane and everybody else.
Jay, hello. It's been a thrill.
So you guys can go to rblive.com and subscribe. That's rblive.com and subscribe to listen to our guests, to our hosts. And you can also join the network, on the social network, and promote your business the easy way. So Dad, this has been another awesome segment.
Absolutely.
And,
very awesome.
I have to share a little story since we had the Honorable Diane Watson onto the show today. The day that I met the Ambassador Diane Watson it was one of the events with Jarvie Hutchison, I believe. Same way I met Carmelita, actually, and joined the board of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. The day that I met her, everybody was surrounding her. Like, you couldn't get near her. And I whispered something in her ear. The first time I met her, she grabbed my wrist. I don't know if you remember this, Diane.
Yes.
You grabbed my wrist, and you wouldn't let me go. And I was, like, in the crowd of people, and you wouldn't let me go. And then finally, when everybody was away, that's when they talked to me and we met. And I appreciate that, because you really showed, like, that you appreciated what I told you, and we've had a great friendship ever since then.
What was it that made you grab his wrist?
Well, you guys have to tune in and subscribe to find that out.
Now go. But when you see talent, you want to touch it and hold on to
it. Well,
I appreciate
the years
that.
Go by fast, and these were great years, great memories.
Well, thank you. And Carmelita, I thank you for contacting me, and so we can talk and recall the good times we have had in the past.
Yes, and we're sharing our friendship with Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. That's
yes.
how I met you, was because
yes.
of her.
Yes, and she was that kind of person that opened the door to the world, my world that I lived in right here in Los Angeles, and then the wider world, and you join us. So I give credit to Bonnie Hilton Sweeney.
And a lot of people don't know that she is the wind beneath the wings of so many. She has made a lot of people celebrities, Babyface, and on and on and on, that people didn't know before. But she's the one who introduced them to the world, and many celebrities because of her.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, Diane, we're going to have to definitely get you under Carmelita and inducted into our Easy Way Wall of Fame, because you are probably going to be one of the more famous people that everybody can learn from. We love to work with people like yourself that want to pass down knowledge. And Carmelita, you should invite Diane to the VIP pitch party, because she is definitely a VIP.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us, Honorable
Thank
Diane.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Carmelita, we will talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
To everyone.
Bye, Dan.
All right. And everybody that's tuning in, remember, you get your chance to be on the show if you email easywayfamily@gmail.com. We do have over 12 million viewers now officially on the network, over 700,000 listens on Easy Way Radio. And if you have a show or you have a podcast, a YouTube channel, content that you want to get out there more to the right people, the right eyeballs, you want to get ranked on Google, on the top pages of Google, so you can be seen and heard and really just have the power to get your positive message out there, please remember the Easy Way Podcast is the best way to do that. We also have easywaynews.com, which is now becoming one of the highest-ranked news sites, right up there with the big boys. If you get on Easy Way News, you will get ranked on the first page or second page or minimum third page of Google, and we're getting some really incredible contributors and more content, so make sure you guys go to easywaynews.com and subscribe. And really, if you want to have access to all the platforms that we have to promote you, brand you, and even business develop you, you just become a member at $600 for the year. A VIP member, you'll get access to the whole network, quarterly interviews, and a slot on our VIP pitch party stage. So that's about it, Dad. I don't know if we have any more time for the show. We're a little bit over time, but I love seeing all these chatters, all these awesome people chatting in the chat. So make sure you guys go to rvolive.com and see all the people that were chatting on the channel today. And we just appreciate our audience so much.
Absolutely. A lot of interactions. It's been exciting. And so much beneficial information. You know, it's like, wow. We know we got health and just a lot. And don't forget, you
would
go to the
archive. I would say we had health. I would say we had health and we had stealth today. We had health on our segments of Dr. Harvey Lumstein, and we had stealth, of course, when we have the Honorable Congresswoman Diane Watson, Ambassador, on the Department of Corner. But we need to get out of here, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure that you go register to easywaypitchparty.com to join us this Thursday, August 29th. We have some very special guests joining us, and it's your chance to pitch your business for $25 to be seen by close to 5,000 people. And we have a whole system to help you follow up. We give away over $10,000 in marketing prizes, and we get you on interviews on all the 60 different podcasts that we have on the network. So make sure you register at easywaypitchparty.com. And we're always looking for affiliates as well, guys. We're always looking for affiliates to support the stages that we're doing and the network that we have. If you're an affiliate, you can earn your marketing. You can earn with us. We're always looking for those affiliate rock stars. So email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com.
And the interaction and the pitch party, it's just gaining momentum every day. And there's so many beneficial people on. It's a learning experience, and it's a way for you to share. And BVC, Better Vision for Children, bvccharity.org, bringing awareness to all the parents and guardians out there that have children to get their children tested and eliminate any potential eye problems. That's BVC Charity, and it's a vision that we follow up with research and testing facilities. We support them, and also a vision for the children's future, underprivileged and foster care children, by taking them out and mentoring and showing them so many various livelihoods and social skills and so on and so forth, Eric. So I'll tell you, the time goes by so fast, and it's unfortunately...
Well, we actually have all children, not just underprivileged, but all children with any eye problems.
All children.
Really, we're getting to the point where we can help families and anybody that's having any eye problems. So go to bvccharity.org if you want to donate and support that cause. Guys, and thank you so much to Jay Jackson and Victoria and Debbie Diaz and Jim Bannon and Jack Bosmo and so many other people who tuned in today. Make sure you tune in and join us next week. Same Easy Way time, same Easy Way channel, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at rblive.com. And we'll be looking for your chats. So catch you
Absolutely.
Guys next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com, to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.